No official in the city of Chicago, elected or appointed, should ever profit from his office. Never, ever. The requirement that people must give more to access basic city services must end. And it will, starting today.
Hey! Oh, whoa, 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 whoa!
Not so fast.
What are you doing?
Who sent her?
Right! What the? How do you think people get paid around here?
A lot of people not happy with that speech.
John Cass joins us right now. Your thoughts of those shots fired across the bow? And when she said those words, she turned around and looked at the city council.
And she said what she didn't say, but she wanted to say, I will crucify all of you on the road to Marine if you take one dime. But that's what it was. It was like her Khaleesi moment, right? It's like, you're not taking any money. No one's you're in politics to make money. Now she's telling this to a room, not only the guys up on and women up on the stage, but everybody in the audience. Uh-huh. They've all been in politics for years to make money.
There's no other way,
right? What language is she talking
about? And you hear the talking from the pushback from the alderman today. She's already signed her executive order on aldermanic privilege, limiting some of their...
Who pushed back?
Well, you're hearing even Alderman Lopez says, this is going too far. We have other ideas about how we get there. This isn't the only way, and she needs our support. You don't want a war with your alderman. Is this another setup for a council war?
You know what? When alderman... I like Ray Lopez, but every time he talks... I got a feeling that there's a guy with, like, a pink guy with a pinstripe suit and a Kelly green tie and those gold wire frames and the big gold watch, and he's pulling strings like, Ed Burke, you know?
A guy like
the puppet
like
master.
Yeah. You know, this
Same
reminds
with Beal.
Me.
Same with Anthony Beal.
So when Harold Washington was elected back in 1983, there was a meeting on the southeast side of the city of Chicago in a guy's house who ended up becoming a fairly... This is all public record now. Mm-hmm. This has all been told in the books. A number of aldermen and then a number of Hispanic union bosses and other union bosses, you know, some of the bigger unions, and they all got together in this guy's house.
Rick Castro.
Yeah, and they were trying to figure out how, you know, now what do we do? Because now here's a guy who's going to come in, he's claiming he's going to reform all this, he's going to take it away from our guys, and he's going to give it to his guys.
Right, because right? That's what it was all about.
And that's when the first council wars started.
But I think in this context, I don't think Lori Lightfoot is here to be a rainmaker for some and not for others. Remember, she did not run a campaign. A real smart writer talked about this on Sunday, in his column on Sunday, whoever he is. But she did not. She did not run a messianic political campaign like Harold Washington did. It wasn't like it's our turn or whatever.
Right.
There wasn't a feeling. She didn't run like for mayor like Joan of Arc.
Right.
I will be the Joan of Arc. No, it was really kind of calm in that. But she was saying, no more, you know, we're going to change things. No more making money. And that's amazing.
Well, then these people are going to have to get out because of the money that they make as their salaries is not enough to keep up their lifestyle.
Well, I mean, for Ed Burke, the money is that's just tips for him, what he's making, right?
It's true. It's an excellent point.
You know, but for the others, they'll have to work. Yeah. And you know what? The thing about Burke and... the slow Eddie and fast Eddie Verdoliak and others who've made money, you know, leveraging politics, they worked hard at the details of government and what they did. What she's going to do is she won't let you come in as an alderman and say, Cass and Roe are building a hot dog stand or a bar. No, I don't like those two. No, you have to actually know what the code is, alderman, and go, you know, how many violations and what it...
Yeah.
And is it in keeping with the code in order to shut it down?
Does she need the alderman's support, though? I mean, doesn't she need them? Even Alderman Lopez said, we need a budget passed. You need our support for that. You're going to need our help with all these other things you want passed. Almost like, hey, what are you doing here? You know, you've got the people on your side with this mandate of 75% voting for you, but don't you need us too?
Yeah, I think she does need them, but she won in every ward, and
she won 75% of the vote. Let us not forget this.
And there were many wards that she won huge when there were committee, when there were aldermen working against her.
Yeah.
And community groups, including men of the cloth, reverends, working against her. Mm-hmm. And yep. She wiped them out.
Okay. So I'm going to take it out to sort of a grander philosophy here. We are now living truly in the 21st century in the era of the individual because of social media, and everybody can be a star. It is now the...
Right, just like everybody's a columnist, everybody's a talk show host.
Right, exactly. And then everybody's got their own... And we now look at individuals as opposed to groupthink. You're seeing it happen all over the world. You're seeing this... This rise of autocrats. You see it even in Washington, D.C., where the president has decided that following on some of the things that Barack Obama did, you know, DACA and other things that he did single-handedly through executive order, the president is now making a high art form out of that, of doing that. You see leaders, elected leaders in the United States, deciding they're going to get around their legislatures because that takes too long and it's too much, you know, arm twisting. If you have a strong enough message that you can go directly to the people through social media or through a friendly media stream, you're probably going to win this thing because you are, as an individual, more powerful than those guys are as individuals.
She has 100 days. She's got the capital, as you mentioned now, but it's going to run out. And there's two things that are working against her. One is mathematics. If the budgets don't balance... The red ink doesn't care about your rhetoric. It's a deficit. It's a debt. The other thing is, I'm going to volunteer a name, Ro Khan, to go work for her. You can take Jeff Carlin, too. And I think
I don't go anywhere without Brian Altimer. That's a
separate
thing. Okay,
Brian, too.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she has enough people around her to know who's who and what's what and where the bodies are. For example, we talked about this the other day on the podcast, the Chicago Way. And thank you. And, you know, Mike Tayden wanted to donate some money to her, I think. I heard there was a story. Mike Tayden
is infamous for the hired truck scandal.
Well, he's a businessman, and there's nothing illegal or wrong about a businessman trying to give some money. It turned out that they said his wife gave money. But the fact is, when I first called them, they didn't even know who that was. They didn't know who Mike Tayden was. They didn't know who Freddie Barbara. What?
The Lightfoot people
did not know who these people were.
Right, those names.
Ro Khan knows.
Sure.
So, Ro, you could help her if you just vetted.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
She needs some loyal people around. But I think, doesn't she wear that as, she doesn't want to have all those clouded up individuals from administration's past surrounding her. And that's,
well, she has some already, like Sarah Palin. I mean, there are daily people around, right? But she
got to have some of those people because they got to know where the bathrooms are.
But you need to know where the bodies are. The bodies are buried so you don't compromise yourself. Like,
it's a fair point.
You know, if you had Roe, he would say, do you want me to take you to Chinatown for dinner at midnight? And then those people would run.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't you have a theory about the Chinatown thing, Ro? If anybody, you did any deals with someone in Chinatown recently, you should probably just go to the feds.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, I did. I didn't make that point. I made that point on Friday. I'm like, if you met, and I just,
here's a hotel?
If you're an alderman.
The sound of his voice. Listen to this.
Right,
very good advice.
Just right now, if you're an alderman or you're a ward committeeman or anybody who's in this stream, and you met a man who was introduced to you as a Chinese national who wanted to invest money in your ward, to, you know, on maybe an empty piece of property,
right.
If that happened, and there was another guy with him who you probably know, right? It was like, oh yeah, no, this guy always brings me guys. You know, business guys want to do things,
especially if he likes massage parlors.
Yeah,
right.
If in fact that happened, or maybe another one of your fellow alder peoples, you know, brought this Chinese businessman who wants to spend the money, walk into the FBI headquarters on West Roosevelt and put your hands together like, lock me up now, because you know they have the tape.
Or the first thing you should do if it's at, you meet them at a restaurant, is just speak into the salt shaker like they did at Counselor's Row and say, how you doing, FBI? I'm here having a salad with Fred Rohde. And that's it.
Or also, don't look them in the eyes because the cameras and the microphones are now in the glasses.
So is she toast or what? Did she just scorch her bridges by doing this?
No, I don't think she did. I don't think she did. I think what she did is she laid out the first shot. A lot of these people have been around a long time. They know that this is there's a populism to this moment in American and in Chicago politics. And so she's going to have to say things like this, and they're going to go, okay, whatever, whatever. But the problem is, since she is somebody nobody sent, it is very interesting that she doesn't have history with them. They don't know what to expect from her.
No,
they knew what to expect from everybody else.
Right.
Right? I mean, even from Rahm Emanuel, you knew what to expect, because Rahm Emanuel had been
Hanging around for years.
Northwest Side politics forever.
Trying to hang out at the same table with Ross Sinkowski and Steve Neal and Gina Giorgetti, and they'd say, get away. Go back. Go down the stairs where the kids are.
Right. that is true. Right. Yeah. So I just think that there's a lot of tension in the sphincter area on the second and third floor of
City Hall. The dragon glass that's yet to come, since everything is Game of Thrones with you,
Robert. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that is 219 South Dearborn. There'll be indictments soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And who are going to be among
within
those,
days now, right?
Who are going to be among those who are going to be with Happy Endings Solis and
oh, geez, is that what we call them now?
I'm sorry. That's wrong. I should not have said that.
How come you don't say that about Robert Kraft, huh? You know what?
I'm a Patriot fan. He said,
me too.
Nice endings. Let's be accurate.
Yeah.
He said nice endings.
I like nice endings to books and movies and
right, like
plays.
The Princess Bride?
Yeah. Great ending.
It was a kiss. The greatest kiss that ever was.
I'm going to guess with 30,000 hours or whatever the feds have of videotape, I think that there's other issues that he's going to be worried about as well as the massage parlor tapes, which could be very embarrassing. I agree.
Oh, you're going to wait. Roe is going to love them. He's going to read them verbatim when they come. How he's going to
totally.
Do
it. Yes.
I remember him years ago.
Yes.
I had to pull off the side of the road when he'd do that.
I know.
I would almost crash the car when he did that. I forgot what case it was. Yes. Kathy Crowell Webb's panties or something.
I don't know. No, it wasn't that. What? But I was, that was the other guy. But I will say that I'm very much looking forward to the verbatims of all of these. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, John Cass, totally. You can read him in the Chicago Tribune. You might have had a column. You look at the Sunday column.
It's very good.
Yes, I think it sort of explains what we're looking at for the next couple of weeks here.
I am the three-eyed raven.
Yes, you do. You see it all, don't you?
You're like welcome, King.
You're like an iron worker, local one, on top of the Sears Tower, looking at the entire city.
I guess, yeah. Or I could be. I'd rather be the business manager in the Lincoln, on the ground level, having a cigar and looking up and saying, "How you doing?"
All right. The Chicago Way. Also, speaking of that, the great podcast with John Cass and our own Jeff Carlin. You can find that at WGNRadio.com. Let's find Kim Gordon in the WGN Radio Newsroom. What's coming up?
Aldermanic privilege ordered to be a thing of the past in Chicago.